Good evening from Plano, Texas, Word of Life Ministries. Noel Davidson, servant and apostle of Lord Jesus Christ, and all of the Water of Life singers and ministers in song. What a blessing that God has done with Water of Life since 09. Did he ever pick us up? The devil was attacking on every corner. But God raised up a standard. And that standard was Jesus Christ. Glory. And nobody could get him. He stood in front of us and said, come on. Oh my. What a blessing to serve a man that can whip anything, anytime, anywhere, all of you at once. That's why I get behind him. I say, go on. Well, I'm smarter than you think. Amen. You throw those wicked darts at me, I just get right behind him. He catches them, throws them off. I don't know if he catches them, but they don't get to me. Well, thank God. Oh, I'm one excited man, happy man, because the well and Steady's house in Aurora, thank God, has been drilled. And it's not all everything's not hooked up, but they're drinking water out of it. Amen. Do you think I'm not happy? I was grieved when I heard that they didn't have water, tap water, but once every 3 weeks or so. Goodness sakes. When I heard that, I said, let's get a well drilled. The money's on the way. Thank God. That was Jesus that did it. So, I'm rejoicing with them in Zimbabwe, in Aurora, all of them, that they can take a glass of water, cup of water, whatever. Thank God. Out of their own well. You know, that's like Jacob's well. Well, it pumped water, and they all went there to get water from it. I guess I better be quiet, huh? So let's go to the 5th chapter of the book of Hebrews and continue on. Bob Gartner will be reading this 5th chapter. It's an amazing chapter. It has things in it that were difficult for me to accept, but I did, and you will. Humble yourself and accept the written word of God. Don't contend with the word. It will save your soul. Save you if you will take heed to what I'm teaching. It has saved me thus far, and I intend to keep on going and meet Jesus in the air. I plan on it. I plan on meeting him in there. If you want to go to heaven, if that's where God wants you, you go right on. But I'm not ready to go, and I'm not going. Amen. Oh, they say, this guy, he doesn't want to go to heaven. Well, how about meeting Jesus in the air? And did you know what we're going to do after we meet him in the air? We're going to remain on earth for 1,000 years. And did you know that old heaven and earth will pass away? Did you know that? So we may never go to the heaven that's there. I bet this gets me some persecution. It says in Revelation John said he saw a new heaven and a new earth, a new heaven coming down. Thank God, folks. Why not get in a new house? You say yes? That's good. Boy, am I under attack? I'm okay, folks. But my face feels like a lot of needles hitting it. Devil hates me. If he loves you, you're going the wrong way. Turn around. Face him. Bob Gartner, let's go. Verse 1, Hebrews chapter 5.
For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in things pertaining to God.
Oh, did you hear that? I'm sure, of course you did. You read it. Every high priest that is taken from what? From man?
Among men.
Oh, among men. Yeah. All right, next.
Is ordained for men.
Ordained for men.
In things pertaining to God.
In things pertaining to God. I'm just repeating it so you people in China will hear. My voice carries a long way. Next.
That he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins.
That he offers both gifts for sacrifices of gifts and what?
Gifts and sacrifices for sins.
Gifts, right, and sacrifices for sin. Now, you know who this priest is? You're going to find out here in a little bit. Let's go.
Who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way?
Oh, dude, I like this one. Yeah, he's a high priest, and he can have compassion on those that don't like for me to tell them they're ignorant. And those that are out of the way. Now, I'll just repeat the word. Ignorant, compassion on them that are ignorant and out of the way. Next.
For that he himself also is compassed with infirmity.
He himself is also compassed with infirmities, surrounded with. Now this is a high priest, right?
That's right.
Taken from among men?
Yep.
Right. To offer sacrifices? Thank God. Hallelujah. Is that amazing? Now, you're going to see who this person is in a little bit. Next.
And by reason hereof, he ought, as for the people, so also for himself, to offer for sins.
Right. You heard that. For himself and for the people. Now, you just hang on and don't start throwing your stones at me yet. All right? Let's go.
And no man taketh this honor unto himself.
No man taketh this honor unto himself. No man. Is that man italicized?
I don't have that in my Bible.
Oh. Kathy,
it's not.
It is not. Thank you. Because I'm going to be a little keen about this italicized work. All right, next.
But he that is called of God, as was Aaron.
He is called of God, as was Aaron. And Aaron was called of God. And God spoke to him, and he spoke to Moses, and Moses spoke to the Jewish people. Next.
So also Christ glorified not himself to be made an high priest.
Oh, also Christ, like Moses. Come on. Oh, some of you people that used to call me friend, I'd love to use your name, but heck, you'd find some lawyer that'd sue me. Why, you would. So, God knows who he's talking to. And you can sue God all day long. Amen. Jesus was what? Christ, it says. That's Jesus. What was that verse?
So also Christ glorified not himself to be made as a high priest.
Oh, Christ Christ glorified not himself to be made a high priest. Jesus, a high priest? Well, doesn't it say that? You know why people don't like the book of Hebrews? It's got too many things you never heard of. You don't get this in Sunday school. Next.
But he that said unto him, Thou art my son, today have I begotten thee.
Oh. Jesus said, pardon me, the Father said to Jesus, This day thou art my son, this day I have begotten thee from the dead. John 3:16, you religious people, for God so loved the world, you know, you learned that in Sunday school, but you never knew what it was. It's a gospel, and he begat him from the dead. Bless God when he raised him from the dead. Next.
As he saith also in another place, Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek.
Oh, is this cool? Amen. He said, the Father said to Jesus, Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. What's the next verse, Mom?
Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared.
Go ahead.
Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him.
Now, is this not far out? That this is absolutely opposed to Sunday school quarterlies. But this is the Word of God. And we're going to be talking about Jesus, how he was made perfect through the things he suffered. And he feared. He feared. And he was heard because he did fear, reverencing God. And made perfect. And became high priest. But let's go see in the 14th chapter of the book of Genesis about Melchizedek. 14, I think I'd ask Bob to start reading verse 11 and read to the end of the chapter, which I think might have 24 verses. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right, now Jesus was made a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. Now look at this. I love this. It is so far out. I went to Sunday school, John Wesley's teachings, and I never heard this. Never heard this at all. Did anybody? You all did. Okay. I went to this odd church. So let's go, Bob. Genesis 14, is that where we're at? Verse 11?
Verse 11.
Let's read all this. And listen to this attentively, and let God open your heart and attend to the words that Bob Carpenter is reading by the Spirit that raised Christ from the dead. Let's go.
And they took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah and all their victuals and went their way. And they took Lot, Abram's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. And there came one that had escaped and told Abram the Hebrew, for he dwelt in the plain of Mamre, the Amorite, brother of Eshcol, and brother of Aner.
Right.
And these were confederate with Abram.
Amen.
Verse 14. And when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants, born in his own home, 318, and pursued them unto Dan.
This is Abraham. Abram, name changed to Abraham later. A brother, Lot was his nephew, a man that God said we'd walk in his footsteps. If we live by faith, we will. This is the way God, a brother of God, treats the enemies that take his brother captive. And if you want to know why I am after you wicked people that have taken my brothers and sisters captive with your lies, right here is the reason. This is the example. Trained them, 318. And he went after them. All right, Bob, let's go.
And he divided himself against them, he and his servants, by night, and smote them and pursued them unto Hobah, which is on the left hand of Damascus.
Amen.
And he brought back all the goods, and also brought again his brother Lot.
Notice, Abraham smote these people. Amen. Oh, it's not wrong to, when God tells you to do something, to smite somebody and they die. It's not wrong. After all, it's God doing it. It's God ordering it. So don't get all bent out of shape about what God does. Humble yourself. Next.
And his goods and the women also and the people.
He brought everything back, didn't he?
That's right.
Amen. Glory. Next.
And the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer.
Right.
And of the kings that were with him at the valley of Sheva,
amen,
which is the king's dale. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God.
Oh, there. Melchizedek brought forth with him wine. Was it oil?
Bread and wine.
Oh, bread and wine, yeah. Because he was a most high priest of God. Is that what that says?
He was the priest of the Most High God.
Oh, yeah, the priest of the Most High God. Melchizedek. Now, we saw in Hebrews 5 that Jesus was made a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. Now, look at this. Let's go.
And he blessed him and said, "Blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thy hand."
Look at that. Oh, do I like this? God will deliver my enemies into my hand. Amen. Oh, yes. You don't have a chance. That's what he did here. Melchizedek blessed Abram. Let's go.
And he gave him tithes of all.
Amen. Abram gave to Melchizedek tithes of all. Now, I want to correct, I want to straighten something out right here. All of you say, because Abram gave Melchizedek tithes, thank God, of all, that that's what you should do. Wrong. You get over the New Testament, the doctrine of God that Jesus taught, and you look in Luke 6:38, and it says, give, and it, Jesus said this, and it was a doctrine of the Father, give, and it shall be given unto you good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall be given to your bosom with the same measure you meet withal, it shall be meted back to you again. Notice, give, and it shall be given, and he will always tell you to give more than a tithe. Always more than a tithe. We went past what went on with Abraham. Thank God. Oh, go ahead and argue with me and lose. It doesn't bother me. Now let's go on.
21. And the king of Sodom said unto Abram, "Give me the persons and take the goods to thyself." And Abram said to the king of Sodom, "I have lift up my hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to a shoe latchet, and that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou shouldest say, I have made Abram rich." The last verse. "Save only that which the young men have eaten, and the portion of the men which went with me, Aner and Eshcol and Mamre, let them take their portion."
Amen.
That's the end.
All right, I'm not going to say any more about this. Let's go back to the fifth chapter of the book of Hebrews. where Jesus is made a high priest after the order of Melchizedek, and then read about how he was perfected there, about two or three verses. I think it's chapter 5, verse 6 and 7.
Okay. So also Christ glorified not himself to be made an high priest, but he that said unto him, Thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. As he saith also in another place, Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him.
Do you know something? Right there is where I learned to pray. Jesus, my example. And he prayed with strong crying. That wasn't strong tears. Strong voice.
Amen.
Is that what it says?
With strong crying.
That word crying is words. It's not tears.
Right.
All right?
Amen.
Strong words. Hear me, O Lord. Give ear to my prayer. Bow down thine ear and hear me. Help me. I'm in great trouble. Hear me speedily. Get me out of here. You pray that way? Oh, yeah. You just heard me. It won't hurt you. You will not hurt your vocal cords. Next one.
Called of God and high priest after the order of Melchizedek, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing you are dull of hearing.
Called of God, high priest after the order of Melchizedek, but cannot speak to you because you've got many things to say, but can't say them because you are dull of hearing. Next.
For when for the time you ought to be teachers.
You ought to be a teacher.
You have need that one teach you again.
Oh, that's what I'm doing. Go ahead.
Which be the first principles of the oracles of God.
Beginning words of the words of God. Beginning words of the oracles of God. Let's go.
And are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat.
Yeah, that's an insult. You know that? You can't eat strong meat. You got to have milk. You're a babe. That's what that says, doesn't it?
It's going to.
It will.
Yeah.
Next.
For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe.
Yeah. I suppose you got your bottle. And nipple with you. If you think this servant can't speak the words of God and make it vivid, stick around, you'll find out. Most of these churches got 10,000 in them. And everyone sitting there with his bottle. And nipple. And the preacher's up saying things. It's not even milk. If you call it church, no thanks. Next.
Last verse. But strong meat belongeth to them that are full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
That's the end of it, right?
Yeah, that's right.
You'll train your senses up, the physical senses. Your intellect, your smell, your touch, your taste, your hearing. You got that? I used to know all five of them. Where's the other one? Touch, taste, hear, smell. Thank you. Got it. I used to know all that stuff. And that will be exercised, trained up by the Word of God. Did you know? You're going to freak out one day when you smell this Watch it. The sweet smell, the sweet savor of God. Some of you already have experienced that and said, my, where did these beautiful rose smells come from? I don't see any roses. It's the rose of Sharon. It's God. Oh, it's beautiful. And you're going to experience it.